I be playing.
Good morning, welcome to Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone. I am Adam Starrett, Assistant Vice President for Student Life here at the University of Alabama. And with me are my regular co-hosts, Andrew Deere, Coordinator of Facilities for University Recreation, and Mark Mayfield, Associate Director of Student Media. Campus is abuzz in anticipation of the first home game of the season later this afternoon. Alabama took care of business down in Orlando last weekend, as we all predicted here, with a 51-14 thumping of the Louisville Cardinals. And today the Crimson Tide host the Arkansas State Red Wolves, which is a pretty good mascot, all things considered, right?
Yeah,
a Red
not
Wolf.
Bad.
We'll
for
take
who
it.
They are.
For who they are, for Arky State. Bama is something like a 35-36 point favorite in this game, but you never know what's going to happen. Arkansas State has a high-powered offense. There were air quotes there. Andrew could see him. But, you know, I think we probably know what's going to happen, but certainly, we are excited to have the team here in Tuscaloosa today. But there's a lot of other games going on that we'll talk about here over the next hour, so stick with us. Andrew, what are you looking forward to today outside of the home game?
Well, I'm looking forward to tailgating. It's going to be a great time.
There you go.
That's gonna be
of
really,
course you are.
Obviously.
Our food editor.
Right. Young Andrew.
Obviously, looking forward to – I'm going to bebop around the quad and get some grub. But if you're talking specifically about games, let's –
Are you working the game or are you going to the game?
I'm not working the
game.
Okay. I'm not working or going to it.
Look at you.
I got a buddy in town. As soon as I leave the studio here, I'm going to head out to the quad and bounce around and then probably That's go good. Home for – most of the game and kind of hang out.
Right, you want to catch some of those other Sun Belt games or whatever on the TV.
Well, the SEC East games are on.
CBS 7 or
something.
Okay,
but you had just reported yourself to Coach Saban, you know. He said again Thursday night that fans have to stay in for 60 minutes.
In my defense, I'll be on the TV for 60 minutes.
Yeah, there we go. So, that's it.
Hopefully he doesn't find me there.
I'll be there for 60 real minutes.
Will
I don't
you?
Know about the
clock
minutes.
Maybe
60 minutes.
We're going to hold you to that.
At some point in that 4 hours. Spin. You'll be there.
It'll take
minutes.
Me 60 minutes to get there, likely.
Absolutely.
Are you and the whole fam going? Taking the boys?
So I am taking our 7-year-old Will, who over the offseason became really obsessed with football, and he's been to games before,
you,
but
Will.
he's really into it. But he said he wants to stay for the full game against Arky State. But
we'll see how
I think
how
that's
does.
Before he feels 3:30 in Bryant Denning Stadium on
yeah,
a hot
it's
Saturday.
Be hot.
But we're looking forward to
glad
it.
Glad you mentioned that. Gonna need to wear sunscreen today.
Yes.
Gonna have
for
to
those
have sunscreen.
Fair skinned folks
right.
here in the studio.
Yes.
But yeah, let's talk about the games, fellas. The first game, it starts at noon, that really jumps out to me. And it doesn't jump out to me because it's gonna be a good game, just because of the players that's in it and the names is UCLA at Oklahoma. UCLA actually lost last week to Cincinnati.
Yeah, right. It was ugly.
Right.
Bad opening weekend for our guy Chip.
I thought he'd be better right off the bat.
Yeah,
right?
I did too. I did.
But
I mean, I know they're not all his players, but I thought he'd be better just with a better offense. But you know, they're a huge underdog to Oklahoma.
They are, and like we discussed, they Wilson Spate, the quarterback that really struggled at Michigan, like we said on the air last week, is Chip's quarterback now. So I guess we can't be too surprised, but just. I don't know, Chip Kelly against Oklahoma, there's just something about that name that gets you excited, even though they lost last week. And Oklahoma is just a really good football team.
Somebody in the room may have a fearless pick for later.
Ooh.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
They may
that's a tease, ladies
That is
and
a tease, right.
That's
we'll
a tease.
In the business, okay. folks, that's what
okay.
we call a tease.
All right, cool. Well, we'll see.
What are you seeing, Mark?
Well, first of all, I'm just looking, you know, the Georgia takes on South Carolina in this SEC game at 2:30. You know, but that's not one of the bigger games. It's a big game in the SEC, I think.
Some people lead you to believe that that's the biggest game of the day, but
yes.
those people are from South Carolina.
Right. Those people
Athens.
Think Jake Bentley's a Heisman.
Right.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I think we know what we're going to pick in that game, all
right.
of us. I'm pretty certain of that. You know, there's always I lived in Des Moines for a little while when I was editor of
People
Traditional
forget
Magazine,
that about you, Mark.
And there's a big game out there, Iowa State at Iowa. Yeah, they forget that.
People
it's
forget that about you, man.
That.
Sometimes the audience forgets
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I know. I'm a Kurt Ferentz fan, man. What
right?
can I say?
Yeah.
No, you know, Mr. I don't know what to call him. He's sort of just Mr. Methodical, you know.
There you
He's
go.
There you
there.
Go.
He's
I like
there.
That.
The man is never going to get fired. He's
got a chill vibe. He's got a good job.
But this is a big rivalry out there. And, you know, Iowa State has a kind of a history of coming up and beating good Iowa teams. And anyway, it's not – nationally, it's probably not going to make a difference.
A serious question mark.
But the big game
– do people in the – like, do they just go crazy over this game?
They actually do. And it's weird because it's always been played either this early or midseason. It's never one of those rivalry
games that
come
in
the end. It's always been that way. So they do go crazy over this. More so than – you know, they don't like – outside of Iowa, they don't like to let people know about it, but that's the way it works. Dr. Grady would have something to say about this, though,
I'm sure he would.
The big game, though, that I'm looking forward to, or one of the big games, is Clemson at Texas A&M this evening. That's a major game. I'm really anxious to see how that works and how Jimbo does against Dabo. Jimbo and Dabo show. What do you think?
I don't know.
I don't. So I will watch all of these games today, definitely. But I don't think this game is going to be much of a game, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm excited, hopefully, to maybe have it be somewhat competitive. But I don't know. I don't know that Jimbo's going to be that successful this year. And
I
also have a clear bias against him right now.
Clemson's about a 12.5-point favorite.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. I think Clemson's definitely going to win by a couple touchdowns. But we'll see. We'll get into that. We'll get into that later.
It might surprise us a little bit. I'm not fearless on this.
Mark's got some more to say later.
I am, though, Dr. George Brown, who our former colleague here and still our colleague on Fearless Picks on Twitter. Dr. George Brown up at the University of Minnesota, they're in for a ball game today. I'll tell you that right now. They're playing Fresno State. And you guys remember Fresno State last year came here.
They had a great offense.
They had a great offense. And then last week, they put up 79 points on Idaho. Now, it's Idaho, but 79 points. This guy is an offensive coach.
Right.
They're going to go in there and score points. You know, I believe. We'll talk about it later.
That's good stuff, Mark.
I'm actually looking kind of forward to how that game plays out.
Hey, Adam, what about your boy Stoops at Florida?
So
your beloved Lizards.
I know. I have some colleagues from University of Florida that have been sending me some emails this week. They're really proud of their beatdown last week.
I'm sure they are.
Right. And so that was a tough opener, as Florida normally likes to take.
Right.
They'll play about five more of those this season. But they're opening. They've got some Kentucky, some SEC play. And I think Dan Mullen, as I said last year, is a great coach at Florida. That's the right pick for them. And unfortunately for me and for the rest of the country, I think they're going to get better pretty quick here.
If they can, I think so, too.
I think the players are there, and I think the coaching is going to be far better. And I think they're going to get pretty good fast, and playing against Kentucky as your first SEC game is a good way to get much better very fast.
Because
as much as I love Mark Stoops, I don't think he can. I don't think he's going to be able to do much against a Florida team today.
I think the record's up to 31 years in a row.
Yeah.
It's a really incredible record.
Yeah.
I don't.
On a 6:30 game too in Gainesville. I think the USC Stanford game is a little more compelling, certainly.
Yes.
Tonight at 7:30, and so it'll be interesting to see which of these two teams will come out as a favorite in the Pac-12, with Washington already having a loss and UCLA clearly not being.
They're not back.
Yeah,
and if they were ever there,
right? Exactly. So I think that's a compelling game tonight.
This may be the toughest pick on the board. You know,
I agree. I think
that's
the one.
I think it's the biggest for me. It's the biggest toss up. Really.
As much as we're talking about Clemson A&M, I think by the end of tonight, this will be the better game.
This is the better game.
Yep.
I agree with you. Yeah,
for sure.
And then Michigan State, Arizona State. It's not an awful game.
That's the Pac-12
after dark, and so good for Michigan State.
Michigan State. Do they stay up that late?
That's a good question there up in Sparty Land.
Herman and his bunch.
Exactly. Yeah. And so we're skipping over Cal at BYU, certainly. But
I was hoping you wouldn't bring it up.
There's a day and age where that's a decent game. It's not right now. But I think we've all said BYU's a tough game to pick.
They're a tough game to pick.
Because they can show up and win by 35, and they can show up and score 6 points.
Right.
And so you never know.
I think the good Dr. Brown compared them to Andrews, Western Kentucky.
That's true.
You know, they're a tough pick. Tough way to know how they're going to go.
By the way, Western not on the board today.
So that's which is good. I thought I just didn't get page two off the printer.
They will be on the board next
open.
Week, though. I believe they play Louisville next week. Do they not? I think.
Yes.
I think they
that
play.
Is correct.
But today they're playing.
They
I
play
think
Maine.
Nobody.
You
Maine.
Firing up
yeah,
there?
They
play Maine.
There we go.
Maine.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. That's
I go AFCF squad.
We don't put Maine on the big board.
Okay.
We just, I don't think Maine's ever been on the big board.
I get it.
It's a beautiful place, though.
Yeah.
I've never been.
Really? You should. If you like Western Kentucky, man, I think you'd like Maine. That's what's happening around the country, even in Maine. We're going to take a short break here and come right back with a very special guest, Ken Gaddy, director of the Paul W. Bryant Museum here on campus. You're listening to Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone.
Welcome back to Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone. We've got a great guest in studio with us today, Ken Gaddy, director of the Paul W. Bryant Museum and editor and author of an outstanding book called 16 and Counting, which has a lot of detail in it that I never knew, and I've just written a Bama book of football history. But this is a really good book, and if you're you should be visiting the Bryant Museum anyway, and while you're there, pick up a copy of that great book. Ken, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. And, you know, this is the first home game of the season. Campus is buzzing. What's all going on at the museum today?
Well, it's always a good day for us when there's game day in town. We get to see some old friends, meet some new friends, and hopefully pull out a victory. But we'll be open from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. Today on Saturday. We have David Battles signing his book from 9 to noon. He has a book on the history of the university. And Dr. Galen McCullough of Alabama Football fame and a famous plastic surgeon.
Yep.
He has a book out. He'll be there from 10 to about 11:30 today. So y'all come by and get you some Christmas presents, get those signed. And, you know, if you don't want to carry them around, we can ship anything you buy for you. So you don't have to carry it. We'll ship it to your house or whoever you want to go to. And I also want to mention – we have two players from the 1958 team who are the honorary captains this week.
Awesome.
Bobby Smith and Ken Roberts, they'll be at the museum signing autographs. We have some pre-printed kind of football card size things. So come by from 10 to 11 and get their autographs.
Yeah, that's great. That was Coach Bryant's first team here. And, you know, I Tommy Ford had mentioned to me that the reunion was going to happen. I thought, what a great thing, because they don't probably get the credit they deserve. I mean, they're the ones, right, who transitioned from really some horrible years in Alabama football to setting the course for a winning program.
Yeah, and obviously back then freshmen couldn't play, so Coach Bryant's recruits from 58 aren't even on the field. So these are all people who stayed for the transition. And I know that 60 years ago because my birthday's coming up in a little bit. So, you know, those guys, you know, you need to come out and honor those guys, honor that team. They'll come out in, I believe it's at the end of the first quarter. It's pregame. They'll have them come out in the end zone, and you'll get to see all the other players. But come by and get their autographs at the museum.
It's a great place to spend a few hours before the game, right?
It really is.
Right. So get to campus early, enjoy the atmosphere, and you know, make this part of your pregame ritual.
We will even allow you to stop listening to the show and go to the museum right now. If
absolutely.
You promise you're going to the museum only.
Yeah.
That's what
you can turn
that's
off
it.
The show.
That's what headphones are for.
There
right
you
now.
Go.
Yeah, headphones
one,
are for.
Right.
Get it in one ear.
It's the modern day, right?
Absolutely.
2018,
right?
You know, that's great because yeah, they can put it on their phone with their apps and listen, and there we go. Headphones
yeah, you can
too.
Listen anywhere in the world, right?
Yeah, you can, absolutely. So you know, wvuafm.ua.edu, they can just stream it right there. Well, look, what's you know, the museum itself? Any, you know, you guys, how old is the museum, and how give us a little quick background on?
Yeah, October the 8th will be 30 years.
Wow,
of the museum.
Wow.
I've been there 26, almost 27 of those. So over the time, we've tried to change some exhibits, upgrade some things. You know, the original idea came from Coach Bryant. He wanted all of his teams to be honored in one place. So the first thing you see when you come in the exhibit hall behind the bust is Coach Bryant's first team at Maryland in 1945 through his last team at Alabama in 82. And we are in the process of turning that into a video wall touchscreen. So by A-Day is our plan that you'll go in there and you'll be able to touch the team, get team pictures, team information, see things like game program covers and scores and those kind of things also, but you'll be able to touch a player. So we mentioned, you know, Ken Roberts, so you can actually touch Ken Roberts, and then like basically a football card of him will come up with the information about him, his hometown, and those kind of things. So push more information that we got out and use technology to do those kind of things that you couldn't have done 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, incredible. I mean, it's, you know, the history of Alabama football. I mean, I do think that that's part of the experience of being here on campus for a home game is sort of celebrating all that's done because, you know, Alabama, Coach Bryant, now almost, you know, everyone, even the youngest Bama fans know of Coach Bryant and all that. But in terms of the rest of the history of Bama football, I'm not sure how many of the younger generation of fans know it all. You know, that right now we're in the middle of maybe the greatest dynasty college football's ever known, you know, with Coach Saban, but Coach Bryant, and before him, Wallace Wade and Frank Thomas and all those people, they're part of this museum as well. I mean, I know it's Coach Bryant's museum, but you get you all have exhibits from the very beginning of Alabama football in 1892.
That's right. So we have a jersey from the first year on display. But, yeah, I think that's important for us to remember, you know, how it got started, you know, Dr. Denny's influence, that might want to use football as a recruiting tool. Not just for athletics, but for students in general, and I think that's worked out pretty good. Like we're still
using. I think so. We still use that strategy
still
a little
using
bit.
That a little bit.
Yeah. A little
I
bit.
Think there's a campaign right now that shows some football players in it. But do you remember all the Rose Bowl trips, those glory years? You know, those are teaching moments, if you will. You know, I love to see families where the, you know, granddad talking to the grandkids and mom's in the middle there talking about her time. So. We kind of remember our time a little bit more. You know, we're remembering Bryant a little bit more than y'all remembering Saban.
Right.
People remember Stallings. That's when they were in school.
Right.
But we need to keep those stories alive. And, you know, that's how we got here. You know, what the standard is, you know, and what the expectations are. I think Saban hates that word, expectations. but that's something that we need to remember and revel in that and use that for our advantage.
It's funny, we were talking in my house. I've got two little boys, and they loved singing Alabama. And they were asking, my son was asking the other day, well, why do we talk about Rose Bowls in the song? Why do we talk about Georgia Tech and those things that aren't really part of the current, if you're only aware of the Saban teams and stuff like that, and the current landscape of college football, the Rose Bowl didn't come up very much for us, certainly. But that was such a big part of the history when that stuff came online.
And those are good teaching moments when they ask a question like that. So I know the answer.
Right, yeah. Right. I didn't know it. I had to look it up. But I could have known it.
Right.
You know, when they talk about Saban tying Coach Bryant's record for 6 national championships, but it dawned on me the other day, yes, he has tied the national record, but he has not tied the Alabama record. So the national record is 6, but he only has 5 at Alabama, so he's got to get one more to tie.
Yeah, good point.
He's
got
to get one more to tie the Alabama record.
Right.
And when I'm asked several times by the media through the year, so what if he passes Coach Bryant? And I said, let's try it. I mean, that's what we want.
Yeah, let's deal with it when it comes
to it. Who doesn't want
that?
Right.
Who doesn't want that?
Let's do it.
Right.
So how many schools can say they had Coach Bryant and Coach Saban?
Yeah. You're absolutely right. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, we mentioned Coach Thomas and Coach Wade and Coach Stallings. You know, what those people have done, not only for Alabama, the school, but for the state, for those players. You know, tomorrow, this afternoon, they'll give out the Bryant Alumni Athlete Award.
Yep.
So I don't think I'm supposed to tell exactly who it is just yet, but one of those guys told me that's the biggest award he's ever gotten in his life.
Wow.
And this guy's played in the Super Bowl, the Super Bowl champion rings. You know, he said that's the best thing that's ever happened to him, to get that award.
It's incredible.
That's awesome. That's really
cool.
It's
incredible. I mean, the respect the players have also for the programs before them and the former players and for the players going on now and the support that they come back, it's got to be inspirational for these new, you know, the players on Bama now. And Coach Saban does a great job of bringing in former players and welcoming them to the
to the system and letting them have a say. And it's got to help in the winning right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
With these former players and what they have to tell the young players today.
Yeah, so it helps in recruiting. It helps in their development. You know, one of the things that Coach Saban has is about their careers after Alabama, whether it's in the pros or in the business world. And who better to talk to than other former players who've done that?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Ken, let's take a short break, and we're going to come right back and get your picks on 10 big games today and also talk briefly about the Bama game as well. So we'll be right back after this break. You're listening to Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone.
Welcome back to the Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone. We're here with Ken Gaddy, director of the Bryant Museum. Ken, we're about to get into your picks. Get really excited about it. We're excited to see who you got. We'll start with 11 a.m. Duke at Northwestern on ESPN.
Yeah, you have some tough picks this week.
We did that specifically for you.
Just because of me. I'm going to go with Duke in that game. You know, it's still a little early this season to know, but I'm going to pick Duke on the road.
I like that pick.
Duke
I like
on the that road. That's a kind of a fearless pick right there.
Right.
And because you know Northwestern obviously has a good program, but that's good. All right, we'll make our picks later, Andrew. But right. I think that's food for thought. Right.
It is.
There
it's maybe some foreshadowing for some of our picks.
Yep.
We
absolutely.
Still in 11 a.m. Mississippi State at Kansas State.
And maybe this was the easiest one for me to pick. I'm gonna go with Mississippi State also on the road.
Okay.
Yeah. Mississippi State's got a good football team, no doubt about it. You know, Mullen,
do you
Mullen
believe that
did leave a lot.
They're as good as people are saying this year?
No.
Okay.
short answer. No.
Short answer, no. Good.
Right.
Good to know.
They may be better than they've been, but they're not an elite team yet.
Gotcha. 2:30 p.m., we have Georgia out South Carolina. Big game in the SEC today. What do you got?
Yeah, that's a great game. I'm going to lean toward Georgia. South Carolina at home, I was tempted by that, but I'm going to go with the Bulldogs.
Interesting.
All right. We got another one here that's, I think it's a tough pick, Colorado at Nebraska on ABC at 2:30 today. Who you got?
Yeah, Nebraska didn't get a game in, so we don't have a good look at them yet. They had a weather problem last week. But, again, I'm going with the Road Dogs there. I'm going with Colorado.
All right. Like that. Good. All right. Memphis at Navy. I was going to say the Memphis Navy, but they are on the Mississippi River. Maybe they do have that, right? Memphis. But they're visiting Navy today. And, again, I think a sort of a tough pick, you know. I don't know. Who you got?
Yeah, I think those are two teams that will have a good year. But just because they're at home, I'm leaning toward Navy, picking Navy.
Oh, all right.
First home team you've picked so far.
That's right.
In-state rivalry in Iowa, Iowa State, the Cyclones against the Hawkeyes. That's a big game in Iowa.
Yeah, I don't you know why you play the big game this early. I don't quite know why you would do that, but I'm going with Iowa. I think they'll be actually a big blowout there. I think they'll win easy.
All right.
Great. We got 6 p.m. Another one of the big games of the day, Clemson at Texas A&M.
Yeah, Clemson has had the history of kind of losing a game. Kind of one of their tougher games of the year. But with a new coach at Texas A&M, I just can't do it. I'm going to go with Clemson.
Yeah, I think I tend to agree there.
Yeah, it's interesting, though, because of the coaches involved
right.
and Dabo and Jimbo. And
the storylines are great for that game.
It is great storylines. And because it is in College Station, it could get a little interesting.
Right. You know? 6:30 p.m., we have Kentucky at Florida on SEC Network. What do you think?
I'm not sure I'm interested in watching that game, but,
yeah.
but I'm going to go with Florida.
Yeah,
all right, the Gators, all right, against I don't know if the Kentucky Blue can – I don't know. This is a game that it's going to tell us a little bit about both teams, though.
Florida.
But I agree with you. I'm not sure I'm going to be watched.
Right. Continuing with 6:30, we have Penn State at Pitt. What do you think?
That's an interesting game. Penn State struggled a little bit last week, so I'm going to go with the home guys with Pittsburgh.
Oh, wow. I think that's a little fearless right there.
I think that's pretty fearless. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
That's something to think about, Andrew, as
right.
we go through this. All right, good.
And then really the biggest, the toughest pick of the day, I think we all believe is 7:30 p.m. We have USC at Stanford tonight.
Yeah, two big-name schools, lots of history there. We were talking about the Rose Bowl earlier, but I'm going with the home team here. I'll go with Stanford.
Gotcha.
Yeah, interesting. That's a game's gonna have a huge impact in Pac-12 and nationally, of course.
Right.
So we'll see how that goes.
Some good football today.
Yeah, really good football. And then we've got Bama and Arkansas State out at Bryant-Denny here this afternoon, 2:30. So what are your thoughts about the game?
Well, I think we all need to remember Arkansas State's a pretty good team, especially on offense. I think they can score some points. They like to throw the ball around. So, we've talked about our young defense, young secondary. I think they're going to get challenged. Some of the mistakes they made last week won't be covered up as much this week. But I think Alabama will win. Our offense is going to be pretty dominant. And, of course, what you look for in week two is improvement.
Yeah.
And so we have a lot of things we need to improve on.
Right. Right, a lot. I mean, first of all, how many penalties did Alabama get last year? Last week, it was over 100 yards in penalties.
Well, also there were some offsetting, unsportsmanlike conducts that technically didn't go on the books. So those are the kind of things that would trouble me. As those kind of discipline type, just mental mistake type of things. If you're running 90 miles an hour and you stick your head in there and targeting. Yeah, yes, that's bad, but that's not the same as pushing somebody in the back.
Right.
And
those are the penalties you're going to have to clean up as the season goes on. Really, when you get into SEC play and you get into those big-time games, and the stakes get a little bit higher than when you're up 30 against Louisville. I think you're right. And so that's definitely something this team's going to have to work on. And this is a good week to do it, really.
Yeah, yeah. So the kicking game, how many years have we been talking about that? But that's something that can obviously take a step forward. We had a punt return call back. We had kickoff good there, but the field goal situation wasn't great. And I thought he was going to miss a couple extra points
too.
He actually did.
He did miss one, eventually. But he almost did before.
I was leaning, as he was kicking the first couple. But so there's improvement there, and he may not be the kicker that I thought was going to be kicking. So maybe there's some competition to be had there, and he didn't have a lot of opportunities, but I think the punters can be a little bit better there also. So gives Coach Saban something to talk about, or maybe talk loudly about.
Yeah,
this past week.
It is interesting, Bama's kicking game. That they recruit great kickers, they recruit great players all around, but there's just something that.
Yeah, we got
right there.
JK Scott, we can't ask for that.
Oh, on punting, yeah.
We can't ask for that to be the replacement, but that that's the standard, obviously, that we want to get. But we didn't quite.
It is. Kind of take for granted the punting game when JK Scott was here.
He did.
Just bomb at 60 yards automatically.
He actually won games. I mean, he changed the field and completely got Bam out of trouble how many times over his career? Just so many games.
Yeah, and that's important. Field position, go back to kind of the Stallings thought there, field position is one of the keys to college football, and he did that for us.
He did. He really did. And it was great to – is he probably the first punter that's actually been drafted for Alabama?
I think so.
For almost any team. Punters aren't generally drafted.
A
great player, and he's missed.
So lots of room for improvement, even though we won handily against Louisville. I think Louisville's offensive line and others, about how good we are. A little more pass rush would be nice. Again, there's a lot of things we can do better this week.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting. What do you think about the quarterback situation?
I think this is the decision everybody probably thought would happen. It's the right thing. Tua is just a special arm. We're talking about J.K. Scott being the special, once-in-a-generation type of punter maybe. Maybe we got a once-in-a-generation type quarterback.
Right.
Give him the opportunity. But preseason I was thinking, well, maybe it's just down to how much of the playbook does he know. I mean, how much can he – do the game management stuff that we talk about, but I think he solved any of those mysteries in the way he was able to handle the team
Yeah, I think him having a year under his belt last year too, and getting some snaps in against Vanderbilt and some teams that Alabama killed last year really helped in that sense as well.
Yeah, so he's played half, you know, roughly half of two games. I mean, he, you know, experience. He's still going to have some of those type of things happen to him, I think. But I think he can make up for it. You know, he ran the ball. You know, the couple of times that he ran, you know, it didn't look like, you know, he was out of place there either, did he?
No, didn't. He handled it really well, absolutely. And I, so it'll be interesting to see how both of them play today.
Right.
You know, because I have a feeling both are going to have really big games out there today. Both Tua and Jalen Hurts, I think they're going to do well today.
And then the stable of running backs, I think they're going to have a big game too.
Yeah. Awesome. You're absolutely right.
Well, thanks for being with us today, Ken. We appreciate your picks. We're going to take a short break. Adam, Mark, and myself will be back with our own picks. I know that's what y'all are waiting for. You're listening to Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone.
You're back on the Skybox, 90.7 The Capstone. Okay, guys, we've got Duke at Northwestern beginning up in beautiful Evanston, Illinois. In just a few minutes, it's time for us to start our own picks. This is a very, very smart football game, Andrew.
Yes, a lot of brainiacs in this football game.
Very, very smart. Lots of tuition in this game.
Yeah, lots of lot of tuition.
Lots of tuition.
I am going to go fearless right off the bat, if you could call it that. I'm going with the Blue Devils. Ooh, I'm a big David Cutcliffe fan. His teams, they're not super fun to watch, but they're pretty effective. So, bang, bang, Duke gang, and maybe, as he likes to say on Twitter.
Northwestern coming off of a little bit of a hangover maybe from what I guess is a big win last week at Purdue. I like that, Andrew. Good for you right off the bat.
We'll see how much we like it next
week.
Yeah,
I think you're going to lose it. But
that may be the most fearless pick we've had on the show so far.
Yeah,
in a couple
it has been. I really like Cutcliffe, to my really detriment here, I think.
Right. Most things that you really like are to your detriment. Mark, what do you got?
Silent pause.
Yeah, sorry, that was bad.
I love it.
Let that marinate for
a pregnant pause.
Right.
I'm not as fearless as Andrew on this. I'm going Northwestern. I think Northwestern is a good football team anyway, but at home, I just don't see the Blue Devils hanging in there with them. So I'm not as fearless as Andrew.
I agree. I'm taking Northwestern only because it's at home. I think if this was in Dukey land, I would have taken Duke. But I think Andrew may sneak away with this one. I think that's a good one. Here's another game that I think is relatively interesting. Mississippi State at Kansas State in Little Manhattan. I think this could be a game. I think Mississippi State could struggle there.
We didn't talk about this game in the earlier segments.
No, we went right by it.
This is a pretty tough pick.
It is.
Because it is in Little Manhattan, I'm still going to go Mississippi State just because I guess I know more about their football team than I do Kansas State. But Bill Snyder, man, he's been at it for a really long time. A
couple years, yeah.
Yeah, a few years. So we know his team will be prepared, but I think the Bulldogs win this one.
Yeah, he's celebrating probably his 100th birthday out at midfield.
Right.
I'm not sure.
It's crazy.
And they'll just sign him for another 12 years.
Right.
They don't care.
I actually think Mississippi State, and I think you guys know this too, I think they may be one of the best teams in the SEC this year, you know, and Dan Mullen left that team a lot of talent. He really did. And I think they'll beat Kansas State, but it's tough always going into to play Kansas State, you know, in Little Manhattan or whatever they call it out there now.
All right, Adam.
I've been inspired. I've been inspired by Andrew, and I'm going off script. I scratched it out. Andrew witnessed it. I'm going Kansas State.
We've talked
about Bill Snyder enough that I'm getting excited.
Wow.
And we're going.
Talked you into it.
Little Manhattan.
Good
you deal. Did. Your Duke pick was inspirational.
It was.
Georgia Tech, South Florida. Another I think this is a tough pick game, actually.
Yeah.
It may be tough to watch as well, but it's going to be a tough pick game. South Florida had a heck of an opener last week. What do you think about Georgia Tech there, Mark? Do you think they've got a chance going down there to Tampa in the bitter south of Florida?
I do. I think I'm picking Tech. Now, by the way, former Bama quarterback, though, Barnett is the starter for South Florida, right?
You're taking the Ramblin' Wreck.
Yeah, I'm taking Georgia Tech. I'm going with the Ramblin' Wreck and their running attack.
I love it.
I'm taking South Florida. It's at home. Oh, Chucky Muscles and his bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm taking South Florida.
I'm taking South Florida, too. I'd like to take the Wreck. I think USF's played enough of those kind of triple option teams that they're not going to be surprised, certainly, by what they're doing, and I think they've got a little bit of practice in doing it. So I'm going to take USF and Blake Barnett, but I think that's a good pick, Mark. That's a good chance there.
Yeah.
Arizona-Houston.
Oh, man.
That's all I have to say.
My man Tate kind of let me down last week.
Kinda.
He didn't have a horrible game, but the team just did not play well. And I'm going with Houston. I'm off the Arizona train now. I'm off. I can't do it.
I'm also going Houston. I don't know why. It just the days of Johnny Manziel and Kevin Sullivan together at Texas A&M really want me to choose Arizona here, but those days are long gone. So I'm going Houston.
I'm taking Houston too, as hard as it is. But Arizona just looked bad last week, and we'll see if Herman's got it.
They did.
Or post-Herman's got it.
Huge game next. Nevada at Vanderbilt.
I'm surprised you're not going there.
I thought I heard the plane out back kind of getting juiced up.
You're laughing.
But maybe it's not yours.
You're laughing, but my best friend in the whole world has season tickets to Vanderbilt football, and he is not visiting me this weekend because he is in attendance at this game.
Yeah, so, I mean, you don't miss a Nevada game.
Yeah. You don't miss the Nevada game.
One thing I know about Vandy.
Well, when Vandy has a chance to win three or four games, you go to those games.
You do.
Win.
You're right.
Sorry,
no,
Smear.
You're right.
Just part of it. But I'm going with the Commodores.
There's enough tuition in this game for both teams, right?
Yeah, I'm anchoring down with you. I'm going Vandy.
Me too. I'm all Vandy.
Yeah. Sorry,
go Commodores.
Yeah, sorry about that. Big game, I guess, at least in our heads here. UCLA at Oklahoma. I think we all know what we're going to pick. I'm choosing Oklahoma. Oklahoma's offense is just about as good as it was last year. I guess FAU's the only team that we've really seen them against, but I think they're really dang good this year.
I tried to talk myself into a UCLA upset. I tried to talk myself into them coming back, and Chip Kelly's a good enough coach to pull it together, and figure out what he did wrong. But I don't think he's enough to do it in Norman, sadly. So I've got Oklahoma here.
Yeah, I think Oklahoma covers the spread, whatever it is. It's a lot. I think Oklahoma blows him out. This is not Chip Kelly's year. He's got to get his recruits in there.
He's got to get his guys in there.
But Oklahoma's going to blow him out.
Yeah. His system is largely dependent on his types of players,
it
right?
Is. Right.
So
we're
going to have a hangover here for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
1 p.m., we've got Air Force at FAU, the Fighting Lane Kiffins. What do you got, Mark?
This is a tough pick for me because Air Force is always a pretty tough team. FAU is going to win it, though.
I think so, too.
I'm going with the Kiffins.
I'm also going with that.
I've got the Kiffins, too. They had a tough week one, but we'll take them.
Right. Yep. 2:30 p.m., Georgia at South Carolina. We mentioned earlier that the only people excited about this game – well, that's not true. The only people that think this game is the biggest game in America live in Athens or Columbia.
Yeah.
Adam, what are your thoughts on this one?
So I think Georgia blows them out. I wish South Carolina was better. I think we need another team in the East that can compete. And even if Florida gets better, we still need another team in the East to compete. And South Carolina has had every opportunity over the last 5, 6, 7 years, as we've talked about, and they just haven't been able to step up. And I think Georgia goes in there and whoops them.
I agree. I think it's a blowout. I think Georgia's, you know, they've got a good football team. They got a good coach. They're ranked high, obviously. South Carolina is not at that level. And, you know, anything can happen sometimes, as they say, in games like this that are sort of rivalries within the SEC. But there's no comparison between these two teams. This is a blowout.
I'm taking Georgia as well. And I think, and people in Columbia are going to be going nuts for this game. Georgia's going
to
win.
What else do you have to do in Columbia?
You can hang out on the trains.
Go nuts about this?
I don't know. Mainly you just get in the car and head over to Charleston.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Sorry, Columbia. We just lost.
It's not been a great market for us anyway.
Yeah,
no.
We just lost the market.
Yeah, we're better with the artsy folks in Charleston.
Yeah,
the foodies.
Absolutely. That's our spot.
Continue with the 2:30 games. We have Colorado at Nebraska. This is Nebraska's first game of the year since last week got canceled.
Oh, they had the delay.
Yeah, we've got Colorado at Nebraska. I'm going to go ahead and pick. Yeah, I'm going fearless. I'm picking Colorado purely because they have a game under their belt and Nebraska does not.
This is Scott Frost's first game at Nebraska. Yeah, I'm going him. I'm going him coming out big and winning here. And I don't know that this is an upset. I think the only people that are going to be upset are the people watching this game. But yeah, I think Nebraska's going to win.
I'm going the Buffaloes. I think, again, I think it'll take Frost a while. He's, you know, to unthaw. Sorry about that. Horrible,
right.
Horrible
fun.
Yeah, really bad.
I actually really liked it.
If Andrew liked it, Mark, there's your first sign that it may be a bad one.
Yeah, we do what we can, even when it's ridiculous. All right, but I'm going with the Buffaloes on this. I think they've got the better team this year. Now, the home thing at Nebraska gives me a little concern, but I'm still with you, Andrew. I'm going Colorado.
You can't win Columbia back with one little pun, Mark. It's not going to work. We got a few to zip through here. They're not going to be very good. Memphis at Navy. I got Memphis. I don't know if you all have any kind of
Tigers.
Yeah, all Tigers.
Tigers. Here.
Tigers.
Absolutely.
Rutgers at Ohio State. I think Ohio State, who scored a ton of points last week in a weird lightning delay game, I think they beat Rutgers pretty handily.
Yeah, Greg Schiano and Mohamed Sanu are not walking through that door.
No, this is going to get out of hand.
Yeah, real fast.
This is fast, yeah.
Iowa State-Iowa, Mark's beloved kind of hometown game here. Yeah. I think Iowa gets it. You're right that Iowa State sneaks up every once in a while and the Cyclones pull it off. They've got a better mascot, but I think Iowa wins this easily.
I'm taking Iowa purely just because they're at home.
Yep.
And same here.
That's it.
Same here.
All Iowa.
I'm going Hawkeyes. Iowa all the
So
way.
Here's the Dabo Jimbo, which sounds like a comical kind of cartoon or some sort.
I'm so glad you just said that out loud.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
It's tough, right? And so I think as much as I don't like to pick Clemson, I think Clemson goes in there and really reminds Jimbo of what it's like to be in the SEC and kind of does a number on him himself, right?
Your deep-seated hatred for Clemson actually doesn't come out very often, but it just peaked a little bit.
Well, Jimbo turned on me, man, and I turned on him real quick.
I turned on Jimbo
right quick.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm going Clemson as well. They're stacked. Yeah. They're just a stacked football team. Texas A&M with the transition, just really, I don't think they're going to
be there. No, I'm going Clemson, too. I actually think it's going to be back and forth for a while, and then second half, you know, Clemson's got the athletes. They got the depth. They got a great football team. It'll get ugly in the fourth quarter, or even before then, maybe. So, but it's interesting. It'll be interesting to watch just because it is the first big game for Jimbo.
Jimbo's has a good record against Clemson. You figure Jimbo's Clemson years were their peak, and he was about even wins and losses against them. But if they keep a closer win, that would be big for him. But I don't think it's going to happen. I'll take blue and orange over blue and white. Sadly.
Yep, same here. Florida all the way in that game.
And that gets us to the very important game I've been racing to here, Friendzone State at Minnesota.
Yeah. Mark really hyped this game up earlier.
He did. He did. And George, I've got 17 emails from George about it.
You kind of scared me there, Mark. I'm still going to go with Minnesota.
I'm going with Fresno State, and I don't think it's going to be close in the end. I really don't. Sorry, George. I really don't.
Is that fearless? You're so confident.
It might be a
little fearless.
Right. I'm going all Gophers. I don't know what you're doing, Mark, but I hope you're right because it'll be fun.
Yeah. Well, I like this team. Let's put it that way. I like their offense, so I don't know. We'll discuss it next week as to how wrong I was, but I'm going Fresno.
Penn State struggled mightily against App State last week and really snuck away with one, but they're going to Pitt, and I don't think Pitt has enough to do it, and I think Penn State kind of has their wake-up call early in the season and beats Pitt pretty mightily, right?
Yeah, yep. Penn State coming off that close one against App State, they're going to be ready to roll.
Yeah, Nittany Lions roll in that in-state rivalry. Yep.
Two very, very fine public institutions of higher education are also playing football at 6:30 p.m. The University of Virginia and Indiana. Maybe not the prettiest game to watch here on the Big Ten Network, but I think the Hoosiers clean the clocks of the Cavaliers, right?
Do you?
I think so.
I say clean the clocks
by meaning I think they're going to win 16-10, and it's never going to be interesting to watch.
It might be 17 to. I was going to say 13. No. Missed extra point.
No.
I'm going to lose yours too. I don't know why.
It's not going to be fun.
No. It's not.
It's. I'm not sure why it's on the big board. Who did that? Anyway,
I don't know. Somebody take us into the Pac-12 here, Mark.
All right, Pac-12 at night, not too late at night, though. USC at Stanford, a big game, probably the biggest game in terms of picks and how tough it is that we have on this board this week.
I think I'm going to go with USC. It just, I don't know, it feels right for me right now. purely,
like that reason.
Yeah, purely just because in my heart of hearts, I think USC is going to win. And I know that's not great analysis, but that's where we're at.
That's what the people pay us for.
That's right.
Oh, wait.
Oh.
So I went coin flip on this one, and I'm going tree just because I like their mascot more, and I like to be able to say tree.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's great. Me too. Sure. I like it.
That's all I got.
Sure.
Yeah, I got them mainly because they're home, but I'm going tree too. This is
one of those games that you really never know, whether it be at the beginning of the season or the end of the season. You have no idea with USC and Stanford. One of these two teams could have zero losses or one loss by the end of the season, and one of them could have four losses for all we know. Anyway.
All right, we've got another one out there, California at BYU, also sort of a tough game to pick.
I like Cal here.
Really,
Justin Wilcox.
Do.
Yeah, wow. Justin Wilcox and his bunch going in going into Provo.
I think you all may admit that I lose out on Cal picks more than possibly any team.
Yes, probably true.
And so I'm going to go BYU because I'm tired of losing on a Cal pick, and I'd rather just lose on a BYU pick.
That's fair.
I'm the same. I'm going BYU because, every time I pick against them, they win. So I'm trying this time to pick with them, and then they'll lose probably, but I'm going with BYU.
Who's the quarterback at Cal? Didn't you just say it? I thought you just
said
it.
No, that's their coach.
Oh, coach.
Yeah. He was the defensive coordinator for my guy Derek Dooley.
All right, one more. Michigan State out there in the Pac-12, although Big Ten versus Pac-12. Michigan State at Arizona State. Who you guys got?
I like Michigan State.
I think Sparty over Sun Devils. I think Herm will be – I don't know what he'll be.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Don't act like
Yeah, it is. I'm Sparty too, though. I'm Sparty. I think they're just tougher than Arizona State. Let's put it that way.
There's a little bit of fearlessness there. We had some fearless there.
Yeah.
So that'll be it for our fearless picks this year. Right here in Tuscaloosa, we've got Bama versus the Red Wolves from Archie State. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back to discuss that game. You're listening to Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone.
Welcome back to Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone. The number one ranked Crimson Tide takes the field at 2:30 today against the Arkansas State Red Wolves. What do you guys think is going to happen out there?
A Bama win.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier. I'll be in Bryant-Denny later this afternoon. I am excited for the first home game, hot or not.
Sunscreened up with your sons. Yeah,
and
yeah.
He's fair skinned as well, so we'll spray him down, and we're going to go to the game. And I think we went to our first home game, one of those Facebook memories this morning, like 4 years ago, today or yesterday, and against FAU, pre-Lane days. And so I'm excited to go to the game. And, I mean, as far as these types of teams that we play, Arkansas State, I think it's going to score some points. I don't think we're going to shut them out.
Right.
I do think it's interesting. I certainly know that we're starting Tua. I think it'll be interesting to see what Jalen and Mac Jones get in the game for, and whether we're playing any kind of Jalen specific packages, or whether it's just a purely you're now the number two guy, and by the third quarter it's your game,
right?
And then Mac comes in the third and a half or fourth quarter, or whether we're going to get creative and use him in some different ways. And I think that's the main point of interest for me, and to see the rest of our players continue to develop and to do it on our home field here. It's hot, but it's a beautiful day. It's sunny, and tailgating's going full speed, and I'm excited for the afternoon.
Yeah. Campus buzzing. I mean, as the first home game, it's always exciting every year. That stadium sits empty all spring,
right.
All summer. Nice to see it, everything rolling out there, all the tailgating. Andrew's already told us that Andrew's going to be doing some seriously professional tailgating out there today.
I'm surprised he stuck with us for the rest of the show.
Well,
frankly,
can't leave this stuff to amateurs.
I'm itching to get out of here.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, we're home, and it's going to be an interesting game. As you said, Adam, Arkansas State's got some offense. It'll present some test to Bama's secondary.
Which is good. We could use some tests there.
Yeah. But it's going to be interesting. I mean, again, this quarterback dynamic for Bama continues to play out a little bit, and we're going to see more of that today. I think if Alabama does as as the odds makers say, and starts blowing this team out, we're going to see a lot of players get some playing time today. But that might come later in the game. We'll have
right.
What do you think?
I think it was interesting what you said earlier, Adam, about, you know, when we're going to see Jalen, or, you know, when we're going to see Jones or anything like that. But I feel like if we're going to use Jalen in any other way besides quarterback, you won't see it this game.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Just, you know, just for other teams can prepare. Right. I could be wrong. Lord knows I'm not an expert, but I don't know. That is really the biggest – I mean, obviously it's the biggest storyline of the season so far for Alabama, but that I think that's one of the most interesting things we'll see today. How long does Tua go for? You know,
right.
Does Bama get up big early? Do they kind of struggle through until the end of the second quarter, like, you know, has happened against some lower-level Division I teams as well? Sorry, don't mean to disrespect Arkansas State there, but – you know, I've seen them in Sun Belt action for years, so
right.
I kind of know, you know, I kind of know what we're getting into here today. So
yeah. I mean, you know, I somebody said there, you know, AP only ranks the top 25, but somebody said, I guess counting votes, that they're like number 43,
right.
You know, in the country. So they're not a bad team. They're not an FCS team, and they're not
right.
You know, they're a decent football team, but Alabama, as they proved against Louisville last week, this is a team that has an offense that can just explode on other teams this time. And no matter who quarterbacks today, and Jalen or Tua is going to start, but Alabama's going to put up some serious points today.
Well, and we haven't talked about the Tua Jalen thing as much in the intro at the top of the show, but I agree with you, Andrew. You're right. They're not going to do him in. Use him in any creative ways, certainly during this game, and who knows that they ever will. And the fact that, you know, if Jalen's really looking to go somewhere else, and then why would you play receiver or some kind of wildcat and risk an injury or something like that and want to limit your playing time? And I think what we saw last week was certainly Tua be a special player and very clearly settle that on the field, as Coach Saban said would happen. But I think a lot of us, including Coach Saban, love Jalen and love what he's done for the program, and there's a lot of respect and a lot of loyalty there, and doing what's best for Jalen, the student-athlete, versus what's best for the team. It'll be interesting to see as the season progresses where that kind of balance is between those two.
Yeah.
Adam, do you have any food picks for Jonesboro, Arkansas this
Jonesboro,
week?
Arkansas, no. So Arkansas is a bit of a blind spot
for
me.
No,
outside of the fact that Levon Helm, one of the greatest rock and roll drummers in the history of rock and roll, is from Arkansas, and he brought kind of the southernness to the band, who was largely a bunch of Canadians and the Hawks before that. And so most of my love for Arkansas is based on Levon and not really the food. Although
Little Rock's a fine town.
So that's what I've heard. Yeah. That's what I've heard. I've never quite had the pleasure of being there, though.
Is Levon buried up on Kirkwall Creek?
So that's a good question. He's buried up in Woodstock,
right.
Close to his home and studio, yeah.
I feel you're going to have to educate me on that.
Don't worry. Don't worry.
After the show.
Yeah,
there.
I'm surprised you've survived this long without
the band,
yeah.
My friend, the band.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can get back to Alabama versus Arkansas State. But I think, you know, talking about the secondary, those guys are young. They're going to need as much testing as possible as early as possible. And I think this is the right game at the right time for them to develop and get better. You know, before Alabama plays Ole Miss next week, who has a very high-powered offense that has really the best receiving core in the league. Mm-hmm. So I think this week is really, really going to be good for them, and it's the right game at the right time, you know.
Yeah.
And for Alabama to take this seriously and get better.
Yeah. I think we all would agree. You know, Alabama with Saban does not let down on games they're supposed to win. How many non-ranked teams have they beat in a row? Right. 79 or 80 now?
Yeah, it's some astronomical.
It's a record, I think, in college football. And they're not going to let down today. They are going to go out there and play just like they were playing against LSU. I mean, they're going to turn out – they're going to – these players are in competition with each other continually on this team, and they got to show what they can do, and they're going to go out there and give Arkansas State their best game. And I think it's, you know, and that's probably bad news for Arkansas State.
Right.
So what sort of score are you guys thinking about?
You know, we put up a lot of points against Louisville.
We did.
In a weird town in Orlando. What did we do, 51 or something like that? Weird town, I'm sorry. I spent a lot of time in Orlando. It's fine. It's not that weird of a town. But, you know, Camping World, we were camping out there. So 51, right, is what we did. So I think we could easily be 56 to, like, 6.
Yeah.
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 Couple field goals?
Yeah.
Three safeties?
Yeah. I mean, it could, either one, really. But it's going to be about – they'll cross the 50 a few times early on and maybe towards the end. Maybe we stop a touchdown in the fourth quarter, and the defense, the third-string defense, is real proud of that.
Yeah, it's something I think is interesting. We'll see. You know, the story for Alabama football the past few years has been non-offensive touchdowns, and that was the story again against Louisville. So it'll be interesting to see how special teams plays this week and how they go, you know, how they earn points going forward with non-offensive touchdowns. I think it's in the upper 50s, lower 60s as well.
Yeah, so. I think so. I think it'll
you know. You're given a range of like 20 points.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
This is,
but I can give the people what they want.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say 56 to 10. And, you know, I don't know if Arkansas State will get 10. They might. They got a good offense, but I don't, you know, they're playing against a really good defense. We'll see. I do think it's hard. It's going to be hard for Alabama in games like this. You know, Nick Saban does not like to run up the score. He will not do that. He'll play everybody. If Alabama's got a big lead in the fourth quarter, they'll go very conservative on offense, run clock, that kind of thing. This team's going to be hard to keep under 50 points in games like this, I think. They're just that good.
Yeah, I think what our colleague Kirk said before the season started, if Tua walks out there, they're going to score 45, 50 points every week. And again, Louisville certainly is not a high-powered defense, but we did exactly what we wanted to do against them at all times with very little resistance. And I don't think Arky State's going to have that much more resistance.
It's safe to say that Louisville's defense is probably a little better than Arkansas.
Yeah,
State,
exactly. So, and we played great against them. And being at home and having that one game under our belts, and you're right, Mark, we're going to get a lot of players to get some playing time, and they're going to be jacked up to be in there and to be at home and have a great crowd. And I think it's going to be a big day for the defense.
I mean, like Alabama's three quarterbacks, for instance, you know, with Tua and Jalen and then Mac Jones, they're all really good quarterbacks.
They are very good.
You don't lose a lot going to them. I mean, you really don't. It's not like in the past with other teams that just had one great quarterback and the others just came in and handed off and they couldn't do much or anything. These guys know how to lead.
They can play and they can sling it, man.
And also just look at all the depth Alabama has at receiver and running back and all those things. You know,
I think when we get to talking about these games, that's ultimately why Alabama, this isn't going to be a close game because of the depth. When you get into second and third string, even fourth string, it plays a factor. It's huge.
I mean, their depth at linebacker right now is tough. I mean, you know, there's some things that on defense that they've got some challenges, you know. But again, yeah, it's like we were talking about. They got guys that want to step up and show what they can do on defense, and they're gonna perform well. So this thing, the best part I think about this game, this will be famous last words if Arkansas State gives them a game and we're all wrong, you know. But a close game, which I don't think will happen. And I don't think you guys do either. But the best part is really the home atmosphere and college football and all the pageantry and all that that's going to happen out there today and already happening, you know, in terms of the campus. And I think that's what we get here today. And the other thing is Nick Saban does respect the opponents. His players respect the opponents. This is a great experience for Arkansas State.
I mean, it really is. Yep.
It's completely, you know, I'm sure their fans don't expect that team to win. If the team does better than expected, that's a big plus for them. They get a big payday as well, which is nice for the athletic program.
Well, I thought Mac Jones looked great last week. I thought a lot of the second, third string people looked great. And so I'm excited to see them. And you're right, it's a great game for Arkansas State. And I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait.
Big performance by the band.
Yeah, exactly. You saw it, right? Yeah. It was good. I teased that a little bit last week. That's some insider info.
You get to see it in person this week.
Insider info. I will.
Yeah. Yes, you did.
Well, we'll see.
And that's part of this whole thing. I do wish, we mentioned this last week, I wish that the televised games would show the band at halftime.
Absolutely.
Games we're not at. I really wish they would do that.
It's a huge part of the college game that TV misses out on. And TV does a pretty good job with college football,
absolutely.
But they certainly miss out on that part.
And it's something that colleges have that pros do not. And it makes, you know, again, it's part. Yeah, it's the atmosphere, the pageantry of it is part of what's going on. And I think TV producers don't get that.
There is one NFL team with a pep band.
Oh, really?
The beloved D.C. professional football team.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
How about that?
Yep. Fun fact there.
All right.
As my friend Andrew Deers would say.
Facts.
All right. Well, hey guys, that's our show today, and we're sticking to it, right? Thanks to Ken Gaddy, director of the Bryant Museum, for coming here and being our special guest today. And we'll see how he does. He'll probably do better than we'll do on our picks. All of you out there traveling for college football games, whether it's here in Tuscaloosa or elsewhere, be safe and careful. And we'll see you right back here on the radio, same time, same station next week on 90.7 The Capstone. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, everybody.